Now, you use a lot of Timmins and Northern Ontario references in your acts. Why do you think people in Northern Ontario are so funny?
Northern Ontario, well, there's a certain kind of a rustic element to it, a little rough around the edges. There's nothing prissy about the North. So just skipping around, I don't know, delicate concerns isn't the way of our hoser brethren. I feel it's more from the gut. And, you know, the thing is, you do a Northern jokes, everywhere I go, there's other displaced Northerners too shy to say anything before the show that come up and give me an elbow in the ribs and say, hey, man, I'm a goof, too. I'm from Cochrane, or I'm from Kapuskasing or someplace.
There's that camaraderie among Northerners, no matter where you go.
That's right. That's right. So, and there's, I think, a kindness. There's, in any environment where you might have to push somebody out of a snowbank, give somebody a boost, you know?
Yeah.
There's a certain kind of empathy to fellow human beings, which you don't see in the deep South, where, you know, you don't even need a job. You can just sleep outside with a shirt off, according to some of these crime shows. So anyway, there's that. And it's, I mean, I get to play the North once in a while, so that's where the gold is, right there.
If you weren't a comedian, Derek, what would you be doing?
You know what I've always kind of thought looked cool? To be a, like a professional gambler on a riverboat. Because you get to wear the vest, you know? I mean, you get a little pearl-handled revolver somewhere
comes with the
down
job.
The pant leg there, in case there's trouble.
Yeah.
That would be pretty ideal. There's that, or I don't know.
I don't know there's much of a call for that these days, but...
That's the trouble.
Yeah.
Or a cartographer, mapping the world. That's another one. There's hardly any call for that.
I mean, I think there's still a few spots around there you might be able to cartograph.
Yeah. Once again, it's a supply and demand thing. Yeah. It might be tough to get the gig. But anyway, I'm lucky. I just sort of stumbled into it. And it's just worked out pretty sweet.
What do you have on the burner, on the back burner?
Well, everybody's got some kind of a screenplay. This is just how things work out, right?
Mm-hmm.
You got a screenplay on the go, trying to work in some kind of movie. This is, again, about the North, about a fishing derby. I think they've had that. There was some movie they came out with, a bit lackluster, called Men with Brooms.
Oh, I know.
Yeah,
whatever.
I don't think I've heard of that.
So, I mean, if that can get notoriety because it's kind of different and it's about the northern life, what the hell's wrong with fishing? I think drinking in a boat, really.
I think if you put some robots in there, you'll really sell it. That's all you need.
That's right. Get the high tech in there. That I got some kind of a situation comedy thing I've been writing and something for the radio. So it's all pen to paper stuff, basically, and no end of fun just to try and be creative in a different way.
All right, I got to ask you, because I remember way back when, the first time I saw you, you were making jokes about, you know, being from Timmins, being a little famous, and then Shania Twain came along. And it,
yeah.
So I imagine wherever you go, I mean, do people ask you if you know Shania Twain? And the reason I ask is because I'm from Stratford originally, and there were so many great names in Stratford.
Yeah.
And now as soon as I say, yes, I'm originally from Stratford, I get, oh my God, do you know Justin Bieber? And I'm wondering if maybe, I mean, you've been through this, big musical icon, maybe you can give me some pointers on how to handle this.
Well, I think the key is, and you've probably got this down, is you never take yourself too seriously, especially when you're a clown by occupation, which is my gig, right? And most of the people that I know in Timmins that claim to know her, they also claim to have gone out with her at some point.
Oh.
And so they're just a load of cow manure with everything they're saying. And, you know, why did they break up, you may ask, because you got your tongue in your cheek asking the question.
Yeah.
And you know what it is? She was too possessive. That's why they had to break up. I mean, 90% of the time they're saying, oh, she was too clingy. I didn't have any spare time. And you're looking at the guy going, Dad, why are you in school at the same time? So, anyway, she's all kinds of sweet from what I've heard. She came to the high school reunion and no entourage. No Celine Dion craziness with somebody walking around curling her eyelashes the whole time. She just went out and just danced the night away.
Oh, we know that Justin Bieber walks around curling his eyelashes, so we're just a little bit concerned.
Oh, it must be a drag. As I get older, I realize it must be a terrible drag to peak when you're 12 years old.
Oh, yeah. My God, eh?
Yeah. What does life have in store for you now?
Right? Would you like fries with that?
Derek, now, we know you're from Timmins, and when I talked to you the other day, I told you that Chris and I had, like, a great Timmons joke, and like, and we're radio people, and like, we're not very good like joke tellers or anything.
Oh, yeah.
So we have this joke, and we think that it's funny enough that maybe one day you can use it in your act.
I got the pen already.
Okay, you ready? Okay, here's the Timmons joke. How do you know you're in a hotel in Timmons?
I don't know. How do you know?
You call down to the front desk and say, "I got a leak in my sink," and they say, "Go ahead."
Yeah.
You heard it before? Yeah.
That's very funny. Let me write it down.
No, never mind. Never mind.
No, that's cute. Yeah. A nice change from the hookers and hockey players lineup.
Yeah, well, Derek, we want to thank you very much for joining us on the morning show. Again, tickets are available for your show at Fraser Auditorium, Sudbury Theater Center box office. And, you know, Chris and I both had a chance to see you live. So, very funny guy. And thanks for being on the show with us today.
Oh, yeah. It's going to take me an hour to recover from your exuberance. But thanks so much for the kindness, guys. Have a great shift.